It is hot here.
I always get it. Okay. Can we open the windows?
No, I don't.
We should. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Or just me. No,
no,
I'm
not. It's warm in here. Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be this warm today.
It's here. I brought it back from Florida.
Do you have enough room?
I'm fine.
All right. Good evening. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Approve the minutes of the 2/11/2/17 meeting. Moved by?
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second it.
Second? Any discussion? Any changes? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We have our resolutions for tonight's meeting before us. Resolution 42, establish an environmental remediation reserve account. Moved by who? Rich. Second by?
Second.
Okay. I know there wants to be discussion. At least I was told there was going to be. Who wants to start off the discussion? Oh, Bert?
Yeah, if you don't mind, Rich. I did hand out to the committee members, you should have a thing. It starts with the 2014-2010 auction summary. I think we all agree our public auction isn't a way for the county to make money on foreclosing on people's properties. And what I'm trying to show here is the county every year we have a loss. So we're not making money on our auction. I know in the resolution of, in front of you, you want to create a reserve by using proceeds from what I budget on the auction. So I will say, you know, we may be putting too much in this reserve than we need. I'll get to that in a minute. But the first page shows you each year's auction, and if you look all the way to the right, we're not making money when it's all said and done, because there's parcels we don't sell. And in 2014, it's $2 million that the county lost on that auction. Next page brings the budget, where it was mentioned, I've heard some people say, I lowball this budget number every year. Two out of the last 5 years, I didn't make the budget. I will say in 2014, we doubled what I budgeted. It wasn't my doings. I didn't know six parcels would bring in $500,000. If I knew what I was selling and how much I'd get bid on, I would have increased my budget. With that said, the next column in the budget is our deferred tax revenue. That amount below is the actual that I write off each year in uncollected taxes. So that number has exceeded my revenue every year, except for 1 year in 2012, which was an anomaly. Actually, didn't have a lot of environmental hazardous properties on that. We actually sold one at auction, to be honest with you. I think that's what drove that away. I wanted to bring this to the committee's attention. Again, the auction isn't a moneymaker for me, and I hope it's not to the county legislature. Next question on that. I was going to see if Richard's on.
Let Bert finish what he has to do.
And on the next page, I was asked to provide a list of the hazardous properties. 2014 hazardous properties are listed. There's 16 there that total $1.5 million in back taxes. I did highlight three of those that the DEC and the EPA either have cleaned up or are in the process of cleaning up. They total almost $1 million of that $1.5 million. As I say, they're the agencies with the money. I will say we're negotiating with the state, with the tire dump, to see if, you know, if there's interested party to sell at the auction, would they take 60% of the proceeds and the county keep 40? I mean, they're the ones that have invested the cleanup in this. I don't know, you know, this is one thing my office and B's office have worked with an environmental attorney to see what we can do with that. And, you know, the big issue is to extinguish the lien. And that's the big thing, because there's a $2 million lien on that tire dump.
That's right.
And, you know, nobody's going to buy it unless that thing's extinguished. The next thing, I think this resolution may be kind of the cart before the horse, because B and I are working with the environmental attorney to research some properties with environmental liens, those that are, you know, potentially hazardous, and which ones could be the least liability to the county if we were to take title on. We also, in terms of to remediate, we need to take a temporary ownership of title.
Possession,
right. And, you know, that's another legal avenue we would have to address, because the county won't take immediate title of these properties. We have to take a temporary one to remediate. I've worked with the Department of Environment.
You want me to explain it?
Yeah. I've worked with the Department of Environment, too, where Amanda has contacted the EPA. There is some funding available if there are those kind of outlier properties where we can get some grant funding where they would cover the Phase 1 and Phase 2 reviews of this.
That's not enough.
But then, after that review, how much is it going to cost the county to remediate? I don't think the county wants to spend $2 million to clean up a property we may not sell.
The resolution doesn't call for that.
But that resolution says any proceeds create a reserve. You want to build that reserve up? This year you would have put $800,000 in there.
You can modify that.
But then, again, is that fiscally prudent to just build this reserve up when you may not need that money? Because some properties may only cost $50,000 to clean up. It all depends on the review by the EPA.
I got a question. How many of those have you cleaned up in the last 5 years? The county itself?
We haven't taken title to it, John. So, let's
so
say, Byron.
Nothing's been done with all these properties that
we've tried to sell them, because our philosophy was we could try to sell these at auction and convey the title to the bidder.
So in other words,
the court has changed their philosophy.
The 214 intentional environmental hazardous parcels.
Right.
1.4. Yep. What does that mean?
That's the amount of back taxes on those parcels.
Which is meaningless to what we're talking about.
That's $1.4 million I had to make the towns whole with.
It's meaningless to a remediation fund. That is meaningless information. If we don't do anything, it still has $1.4 million.
But that's $1.4 million I have to pay the towns.
Well, but what are you doing to stop that?
I can...
This is just a little piece of data to confuse.
$900,000 of that is being cleaned up by other agencies.
That's great. That's what we should have been doing for years then.
Spending $900,000 to clean that up.
We don't have money. You said you have to.
The resolution doesn't say you have to.
Choose.
But you're creating this reserve. You're creating this reserve from proceeds. What I'm saying is that fiscally prudent to create a reserve of $800,000.
Well, then we could do a percentage.
It's $9,000 in back taxes for the first year. $9,000.
Right. Yeah.
You might be able to spend $9,000 and get it cleaned up.
I agree with you.
Property. We're not interested in that.
But that's what we're working to do. That's what I'm saying. Since this year, John. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on, Rick. You got Tracy, then you. Tracy.
Okay, a couple questions. Bert, yep. On the page with that John was just referring to, the special environmental hazard, do we know how long each of these properties have been?
I can find out, Tracy.
I mean,
how long are the oldest year tax? I can get the oldest year tax on this. Absolutely.
I mean, for each one. Okay, yep. And then... Some at some point someone said 42 properties. This is just 16.
The list you had was the ones going to auction this year, mm-hmm. but it wasn't the ones going to auction. It was the start of the process.
Okay.
And you know, until we get the court to sign off, I won't have a number yet because they've redeemed some of these.
But so the estimate of that 42 properties, like where did that come from?
In October, when we sent our certified notices.
Okay.
When we started with 1,000 properties in Ulster County.
Okay. And then to your earlier point about, which I imagine if
which I'm down to, I will say, probably 280 or so are going to auction this year.
280.
Of the 1,000.
Okay.
Which is why I say the 42 may be down to 25, you know, until, mind you, people have till the Friday before auction to redeem.
To redeem, exactly. Okay. And then my last question right now is this reserve fund, the way it's set up, it's dedicated whether they're right now there's no cap, so all of the difference between the budgeted amount
that's my fiscal issue
would go into the fund.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a mechanism if that fund got too big for the legislature to move money out? I don't know who this question's for, legal maybe. because it's a dedicated fund, like could the legislature move to?
Well, it depends how it's a dedicated fund set up.
It wouldn't be a dedicated, it'd be just a reserve.
Just call it reserve. So the legislature could move it out to the reserve by trust.
If it's written that way, though.
Yes.
I guess my question to you, Rich, you can go first. I do have a question. What if I don't make my budget? Do I get from the reserve to make that whole?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Like, could I don't think you would by the legislature would have to approve that.
Yeah. And mind you, I'm still taking a loss because I'm writing off taxes.
Yeah.
Which won't change.
Rich?
Okay, thanks, Charlie. Two quick questions. This resolution is just a mechanism to determine if a property can be remediated. It's not saying you have to do a property, you have to spend a certain amount of money. It's just a mechanism, it's a mechanism to go forward to determine if a property it's worth.
But this resolution is saying it's creating a reserve.
It's creating a reserve, but that reserve doesn't have to get spent.
The next one sets a policy on the use of.
But I'm not going to. Right. But the next.
Okay.
You're just creating a reserve.
I've got one other quick question. You mentioned you've been meeting with an environmental attorney.
Yeah.
When did you start meeting with an environmental attorney?
October.
Yeah.
And what was this for?
For this process.
How did the county come across?
Because B&I met with the...
I can answer the question.
I mean...
But it was...
Because of the court's philosophy. Resolution.
No.
Yes, it was. So it's funny, this resolution comes to light.
You got to answer that question?
I do.
Well, I'd like to hear B's answer. B said she was going to say...
Met an environmental... If you remember last year, Judge Williams said he would no longer entertain the assignment judgments that we got, where we would attempt to transfer environmentally hazard property through an assignment, trying to stay away from taking title to the property. No longer was he going to do that. He was doing it, so was, Judge Bruin before him. So at that point, I met this environmental attorney at one of my association meetings where I'm on the board of directors, and he had some ideas. And so based upon those ideas, I met with him, talked to him, asked the legislature and the county executive to put some money in my budget so I could hire him. He has a process where you have temporary...
It's in the law.
Yeah, it's in the law. Okay, but the judge has to agree to it. The judge has to agree to let us go in there temporarily. You get an order. Mm-hmm. You can go in there temporarily. You can do your examinations, your environmental reviews. And if you can conclude from them that the property is not hazardous or there's a way to clean it up cheaply, then you're in a better position to do it. So that's one of the things we're doing.
So you're already going to spend money doing basically what this resolution says.
That's what
So you're doing what the resolution says.
But my concern is this resolution's putting...
Okay.
Could be unwanted money in that's not needed.
I understand, but if you have to spend money to remediate it, where's that money going to come from?
I think you'd have to understand that it would be on a case-by-case basis,
so
we don't know.
So you just take it out of contingency, then? There'd be no budgeted money for it. As of right now, it would just come out of contingency because you don't want money budgeted.
Or you could budget for it.
You could budget for it. There's a small amount.
This is basically budgeting some money. We can change it around 2%, $100,000 a year, $300,000 a year.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... But you may not need that every year.
Presumably, by the time you get through your phases, your environmental phases, you're not going to know.
Right.
You're not going to know that for a significant period of time.
I don't understand why you would hire an attorney to do something and then not budget money to complete the task of what this attorney is hired to do.
Because the attorney is doing investigation mostly.
So what if his investigation or her investigation determines that a property needs to be remediated? Where does the money come from to do it?
Well, then we'd have to budget for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what this is about.
Basically, you're arguing the financing of to do the remediation. You're not arguing the merits of that. Yeah, we need to create a fund so we're
let's take $300,000.
He's basically saying... You don't have to create a fund. Right. You could do it some other alternative way to fund it.
That's it. So you're not opposed to the plan of having money to remediate property.
It's just a way to fund it.
That's
easy. So we go to committee and we figure out a way to fund it.
But John, first you got Ken, then who else?
You don't know how much it's going to cost.
Go on, Ken first.
Let's see.
Just to one of your earlier comments, Bert, you said that somebody had said that we expect to make more money every year on the auction.
I've been told I lowballed the budget.
No. That was a direct quote from Deputy Executive Crinnell, that we expect to make more money, and that goes towards, our plan for keeping property taxes low. And I can go back in the records and find that little clip for you if you want. But my second question is, all these properties on here, we'll call it the 1.4 million, 1.5 million. If we do absolutely nothing, does that not inherently grow every year?
Sure.
So I mean, by doing nothing, we're writing off a larger and larger amount.
But what I'm saying is, we're not doing nothing. I'm working with an environmental attorney to do something.
Well, can you give us a list of what you've done in the last 5 years? Then? What properties?
But we didn't need to, and that's because we were trying to sell them at auction.
We were selling them at auction.
How many have you sold in the last 10 years? 20 years?
Without taking title.
So we haven't sold any in 20 years, and now all of a sudden we decide we want to change the policy?
No, we did, if I may.
Lynn and John.
If I could, because I hear the skepticism, but I will say this. I had a conversation with Bert, and I forget the woman's name who does all the investigating, Diane. Because I have a property in Rochester, and I had asked about this process and about, you know, because of that, he at that point explained to me that they were going through this process of reviewing so that some cases they knew it was toxic, some cases they didn't, so they were going through this. And this was long before this legislation ever came. So I know it's hard to believe, but I will say personally, I had a property, I spoke to them about it, I probably during the summer. And so you know.
So what's been done?
This is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
This is what I'm hearing. That they're reviewing the process, they're going on sites, they're looking to see where there is a toxic issue, where there isn't, because of the change in the law, I guess.
The judge would not entertain the orders. The type of things that we were presenting.
So all I'm saying is that it's not new for me. I heard about it back in the summer, just as a point of
reference. That's when it started.
All right, John.
Okay, number one.
Ask the lawyer.
Not one person has ever called me or our attorneys to say, we really think these areas should be changed, or let's discuss it, or what can we do to make this happen. Nothing's happened in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, until suddenly something appears. Now, on the 2010 to 2014 budget analysis thing, where it says in 2010, budget and actual and the deferred tax on the net. Could any of them have been rolled over and taken care of and paid or satisfied in 2011?
We'll get through.
This is showing is I have to write. This doesn't have anything to do with environmental properties. I mean, it has something to do with environmental properties, but this is what I write off of taxes every year.
I understand that, but could something that is due this year and didn't sell at auction sell next year?
Sure.
So those figures might not necessarily be accurate.
They are, because they're audited.
For the total properties, because they get sold over a period of time.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. We have the young man right over there who took five properties, went back 5 years, and did an analysis of it, and purposely looking into a Town of Ulster site that they wrote off $230,000. The county made about $300,000 over that five-year period. And they were Kingston, I forget the rest of them at this point. I think Rosendale maybe.
I don't remember.
Whatever, I don't remember. So something, you know, Dr. Henry Lee said in the O.J. trial, something wrong.
Well, my question has to do with liability. Do we have to take title to these?
No. We try to avoid liability when we know there's a hazard that exists. Remediation may not be possible in some of them also. But what I tried to, if you remember, I came to this committee way back early last year, and I said Judge Williams is no longer signing judgments that he has in the past.
I wasn't on the committee list.
You were? Okay. And so now we need to do something else. As a result, there was some more money put in my budget. Once the budget was adopted, early January, I entered into a contract with Gary Boswich, who is the expert, one of the expert environmental attorneys that in the state. And he's going to assist my office in attempting to, number one, go and review these properties, some of them, okay, that we think are sellable, okay, if in fact they're immediate, and find out whether or not they're there. And that's a process through the courts. We don't even know if Judge Williams is going to entertain a order to show cause to allow us to go on to the properties without taking title to them so that we can do what we have to do. I think he will, but we don't know that yet. We're preparing to do that with him, okay?
Well, that's one of my major concerns, that we don't wind up doing something that, you know, has a result that we didn't anticipate and continues to be a problem.
Tracy?
If one of the concerns is that this these two resolutions as written set an unlimited number in terms of the difference from the budgeted amount and the proceeds, which I know are different than the loss. But if what I'm hearing from the attorney's office, which I also have heard about this work through Bert and through B since probably not summer, but September, and I don't know when it began, but obviously these things involve money, and B, what you're talking about, if you go to the next phase, it's going to involve more money, and if it's money not directly in the budget, it's going to have to be transferred from contingency or from some line within your budget. So I guess what I'm wondering is if we're agreeing that environmental remediation of properties is in the interest of the county in terms of getting them off a cyclical tax roll, which I'd be curious to see how long these properties have lingered and which ones have lingered the longest. I mean, I've heard the stories about the village of Ellenville. Then maybe if we set some kind of modest, and I'm just throwing this out here, but some kind of modest cap on a policy like this, like $100,000 a year as a test, so we know some of the money that we're bringing in from the sale is going toward remediation, and that's going to help the county attorney's office, that's going to help your office, because in the end, that's in all of our interest to get these properties back on the tax roll. And it also gives us a little buffer so everyone feels a little comfortable that it's not like, wow, we can blow the budget in that we know we're not actually making budget because of the other end in terms of what we're writing off in the loss. So I'm just throwing that out there. It's the first time I've thought of it, but maybe some kind of modest number is a good place to start.
Chris?
So the grant monies that become available that you're discussing,
yes.
So that's they're mostly from Washington, is some from Albany too?
Actually, I talked with Amanda LaValle today, and she said the EPA is chomping at the bit to do some of this remediation.
So basically they become available on an annual fiscal basis?
Yeah.
So like you can't prognosticate what's going to become available beyond the current fiscal year. So like how narrow is the window? Like when do you find out about it, and how soon does the application have to be in?
But one of the issues we have with that timing is people have till the Friday before auction to redeem. So until after the auction is when we can do the, you know, start looking at what's not redeemed.
We don't want to spend money on property right. that someone's going to redeem, pay their taxes,
well, you know,
and pay
certain
back.
Ones aren't going to be redeemed because there's a history of it, a 20-year history, a 15-year history.
Those are the big ones that are being cleaned up by the EPA
right.
and New York State.
Chris Cappy, have anything to say?
I would just like to underscore what the county attorney mentioned about the fact that we're not going to be taking title. Title is only taken after a thorough investigation is completed, and that's through a legal mechanism that the judge will have to approve by way of order. So I just want to underscore that so to alleviate any kind of risk on the county's part. Title will not be taken.
If I may, also. I think that what we just talked about, Bert and I, when we sat down and talked to the environmental attorney, we started looking at the properties, the ones that are in this year's proceeding. We said it wouldn't be fiscally prudent for us to go forward and do work with any of these until we know whether or not they're going to be redeemed. Because why would we spend money on a piece of property, go in and do the investigation, and then have the entity come in and redeem it? And they have. Last year they redeemed, what was that, $250,000. They came in and redeemed a big parcel. That was actually subject to a motion practice that we had, and eventually we settled it, and they paid the back taxes on it.
Happy.
I'm reading 43 now. What about 43 would prevent that? Prevent from part of the investigation determining whether or not they're going to be redeemed? I understand, but that would be part of the investigation. You might want to work with or ask. Right.
I have no idea when they're going
to
redeem.
You just have to wait.
It's the Friday before off.
Well, they could also pay. If they put in an answer before February, some date in February,
right.
Then the process gets stalled. And at that point, the county goes ahead, attempts to work with them to redeem the properties, pay the back taxes. And if they show no good faith, eventually we will go forward with our motion practice.
I guess what I'm asking rather inarticulately is that would be part of 40. We could do that. We're not going to blindly start remediating properties that are in the, they've put in an answer and it looks like they're gonna redeem them. I think this is for properties that we kind of have an idea might not be part of that process.
Well, we had no clue that they were going to redeem that one last year.
No,
that was a shock.
Of course, there's always. Yeah,
that was a shock.
John?
This is an opportunity because we're hearing that these things have started in limbo somewhere. There's an opportunity for the legislature, which is the policymaking body, to present a platform for things to move forward. Pretty simple. We're the policymaking body. If we want to relinquish that over to those that have to have thought it up ahead of time or after the fact, so be it.
I'm glad you came to that conclusion that the legislative body is the policymaking body. Rich?
Just a question. Thank you, Rich. Just a question for B. If Judge Williams won't bless the assignment of the property, how does the county then gain access to do its due diligence without taking title?
It's a temporary period of ownership. You get an order that says the county is not liable, okay, for going on to the property, going in, doing certain tests, all right, to determine whether or not does the hazard really exist, or if it does, how grievous it is, okay? So once you're done, you walk away, you have no liability. That's the process, okay?
Say that term again, please.
Temporary incident of ownership.
Thank you.
And this resolution that is before the legislature, 43, it's not the one that has been revised by your own council. It appears to be the same thing. Is it?
Yes, it has.
This is the one?
Yeah.
Is this?
43.
I don't think
Chris. Oh, I'm looking at my package from last week. Thank you. It is? Okay. I don't have it.
All right, Rich.
Thanks. Which isn't my final thought.
We got to wrap this up.
Yeah, this
so I mean,
one
more time.
Okay. You know, to me, it seems like B and Bert and Resolution 42 are on the same page. I mean, everybody, they acknowledge that this needs to be done because they went out and hired an attorney. The chairman and some others met with an attorney, maybe the same attorney, several months ago to devise this resolution. So everybody's on the same page that this needs to be done. There needs to be a policy. The cost, I disagree with B, because I interpret B saying we don't need funds because we don't know what we're going to remediate. But if we do need funds, there's no budgeted funds. This budgets funds to get the job done, right? Because what's going to happen is if they go ahead and they determine a piece of property needs to be done and the process takes 6 or 8 months, they're going to come back to us in September and say we're going to need money out of contingency or they're going to move it from another line because there's no budgeted money. So what we're doing is budgeting money. So, I mean, I don't care if you say $200,000, $100,000 from the sales tax auction would go to this account so they've got money to remediate the properties. I mean, to me, it's pretty simple.
Don?
Well, I agree with that. I think that the number shocks me with where we're starting from, because we're hearing all kinds of things. I think putting in a smaller amount of money, maybe 100, if we choose to do this, and then if we find that it's not adequate, move it up from there, as opposed to targeting money in there that is serious money, over 6 times that, 7 times that, and you don't need it, it's locked away. So we always can go back into extra money that we have. Well, it's in there. If you don't use it, you can't use it for anything.
It goes back into the general fund, like Social Security.
Well,
if it's in its own discrete place,
it's not coming out.
It's time to be done.
So I would say, put something in there. See how it happens. If you start using it, put more in.
It's coming from contingency.
I understand, but it's going to come. The money's not getting lost.
Hold on, we're going to wrap.
Keeping it here or keeping it there.
We're going to wrap. Ken, last comment. Then I'm going to make a comment. And then we'll wrap it up.
Sorry, I just want to make it clear that if we were to put a cap on it, it would be a cap on the amount of money that we would be in the black on what we budgeted. and not $100,000 no matter what. It would be $100,000 maximum out of the profit from the auction.
All right, I would suggest strongly I would strongly suggest that we keep working on this, finalize this to everybody's liking or majority people liking, because I don't think everybody feels comfortable at this point, that we hold this over. We cannot fund this in today's until we do another budget, unless we're going to take money out of contingency and put it into the reserve fund. So, I mean, we have until our budget time to actually put money into a reserve fund or into some other account. So, I understand the tax sale, but the thing is, we're not going to get any money to put into the tax sale at this point. Our budget's done for 2015.
Yeah, the tax sale brings in $300,000 more than anticipated.
You'll know in July, so when I bring
that's going to come in April, June, July, right? Okay. We have time from this point forward. And there again, I mean, I think everybody has valid points regarding, you know, what happened in the past. This has changed because of the decision of a judge. I mean, if the judge's decision has not changed anything, we probably wouldn't be talking about this today. All right? Yeah, it has a lot of merit, what we're doing. Has merit to put it into a reserve fund. But we have that authority anyway to put it into the budget and dedicate it to any fund we want. Put a special line in there. So, I mean, doing a reserve fund doesn't make anything special other than dedicating that particular amount of money to that particular purpose. But when you do your budget, you can dedicate whatever you want. If you have the majority of people to say, let's put X amount of dollars, do the same thing.
Well, due respect, though, you don't know if you're going to make a profit on the tax sale when you're doing the budget.
Yeah, and you don't know today if you're going to make a profit on that.
That's right. But instead of putting it in the budget, you're putting in a specific amount towards it, whereas when you budget an amount of
I
the
totally understand what you're saying, yes. Rich?
So why don't we not take action on the Reserve Fund 42, but we establish the policy? That doesn't cost a nickel to establish the policy.
Listen, I'm just telling you what I would think at this point because we're going in different directions. If you want to work on it, finalize it, where everybody feels a little more comfortable, let's hold it off for another week. We'll discuss it. We'll come in an hour earlier next week to talk about it. I mean, we have other things to be dealing with tonight. John, in the last comment.
I certainly don't mind working on this. I certainly don't mind moving forward. As you said before, I have not had one piece of correspondence from anyone. But suddenly, the heavyweights come in and throw stuff around that I just have serious doubts about. I have no problem with your suggestion, my friend.
All right, thank you, John.
But win or lose, you know, up or down, we got to know where
it's not a win or lose situation. It's what's best for Ulster County.
I theoretically resent all these things that are major policy things. They come in the last minute with better ideas.
Like the election clause. Same thing. Got no
money, can't do it.
All right. Motion.
We have a motion?
You have a motion. It's been moved. What you going to do?
We made the motion.
They made a motion to move it, so you have discretion.
All right, so we move. So let's rescind the motion to discuss it. Let's hold it off until next week. You want to come in an hour earlier next week, everybody, to talk about this?
Amen.
Why don't we make sure we have the information we want rather than say next week?
What information do we want?
Well, we're going to have to talk about it. Somebody's going to say
A list of the properties for the last 20 years that are under, that haven't been paid.
I'd be curious what Don did as an evaluation versus Bert, you evaluated.
We have our counsel right over here that'll work and do it.
Yeah.
We have three members of
give us the information and
our staff
we can make a decision.
Who can make this work.
All right, Cappy, it's in your hands to communicate with everybody, to make the attorneys, with the financial people, to get the information that we want for next week. Or you want to hold off beyond that point? Next week soon enough?
We got so much going on next week.
We got so much going on next week?
We do.
Why don't we have a special meeting?
Got hearings and we have.
I love that.
Why don't we just hold it off to the next? Why don't we get all the information out to everybody and have. If it's got to be next week, then it'll have to be next week. But I don't see the benefit of not putting everybody.
Cappy, you get all the information out to us next week or during the week. Between now and next week, we'll make a determination if we're going to have our meeting an hour earlier. If not, we'll have a special meeting thereafter. All right?
Yep.
Everybody agreeable to that? Tracy?
Can I just make one comment? I mean, I think that from me sitting on the sidelines but participating, it sounds like everybody's coming to a sort of a consensus that right now what we're talking about is the money dedicated in 42. That seems to be the bigger sticking point and what people are comfortable with, whether dedicating all.
Dedicated or not
dedicated.
We've been
listening to the Commissioner of Finance and the county attorney. This is something that we all know is important that we're doing already and dedicating some money to it. It's just a question of where's that threshold going to be? I think that's what people have to talk about and to think about.
All right. Is everybody agreeable? Resolution 42, 43?
Any information anybody wants, just communicate exactly what people want. That way I can...
Only 42 has been moved.
All right.
We have a motion.
Well, let's look at the questions that have been asked.
Said,
that have been all been
Quick
asked
said
here.
He would withdraw his motion to me.
So
right on the table.
Analysis, though.
Okay.
Like
there's too many conversations going on.
Hold on, please. Rich, you're going to rescind number 42, the motion you made, correct?
I will.
On that? All right?
I will.
All in favor? All right. All right. There again, 43. We're going to withhold 43, correct? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We need a motion for that first?
You already did it. This worked really well.
Okay. All right. 497. Approving the execution of contracts of $50,000. Second. Discussion.
It's Kelder House.
What project?
Just Kelder House. Kelder House.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
98. Appropriating Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District. Move.
Move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Richard, why don't you block?
I am.
Okay, shut up. I'll shut up.
Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I would like to block 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 107.
Yep.
Wait a second. Just one second.
They're all various agencies.
Legislatures.
So legislatures appropriations to the contract agency.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just looking for this. This was really before it's been fixed. That's okay.
All in favor of blocking?
Yes.
Second. Who wants a second?
Second.
I did.
I'm sorry. You didn't.
My fault.
I'm blocking. On the vote itself, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any of you born opposed? Nope. Let's have one discussion, please. Resolution 106, appropriated for Walker Valley Chemical Engine Number 1. Move.
You did 106 and 107.
I'm sorry. 115. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County to execute an agreement with New York State Department of Transportation to fund County Transportation Council with Ulster County Planning Department as host. Department of Planning.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
116. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute contracts and agreements with New York State Department of Economic Development to allow County Planning Board to act as its consensus designated affiliate, Department of Planning. Moved. Moved?
I'm moving.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
117. Authorize the Ulster County Executive to apply for and accept Section 5311 Federal Aid State Funding on the terms of existing continuing agreement with New York State Department of Transportation for the purchase of one diesel low floor medium duty bus for fiscal year 2015-16, Department of Transportation. Move. Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
118 through 120, can we put them all together? Can we bundle, move the block, second?
The state economic development hasn't met yet, which I think you just might want to wait for
the meeting after this meeting?
118 is
after caucus.
Okay, let's hold off 118 till next week, okay? 119 and 120. Block it. Move block. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye on the block.
Aye.
On the agreement of 119 and 120, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
You did that so well.
I know.
Okay.
122, appointing the appointment of Sue Polanski as Commissioner of the Department of Public Works. Moved by Don. Second by. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
123, amending the Ulster County budget to accept an additional allocation from the New York State Office of Children and Family Services to expand services under supervision and treatment service for juveniles. Department of Social Services. Moved by. Second.
Second. Hello? Second?
Second. You know you second?
Yeah.
No, all right. Any discussion?
I was told what to do.
Roll call. Jim told you, huh?
No.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Now you got it, Rich.
Resolution 124, establishing Gobble Project number 449 for the purchase of
Aegis
Mobile for County Sheriff's Office. Ulster County Sheriff. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. Sheriff, you want to talk about this, Sheriff?
If there's any questions, Lieutenant Sowell is here today to answer
any questions. No questions.
What is it?
For Aegis software.
I was trying to give him an opportunity to talk because he's sitting here.
Sorry, should I have
any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
128, authorizing conveyance of county-owned property to the original Department of Finance. Moved by Jim. Second by Rich. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any new businesses? You have a packet of the various reports that everyone has. Correct? Old business? Any old business? If not, before we adjourn, please get any information we want regarding Resolution 42 and 43 to Cappy or to Don. Don will get it to Cappy regarding anything you want to know. All right? What they definitely want to know is
a lot
the fact...
of it's on the tape.
Right. Definitely what you want to know is your evaluation that you did.
May we have a copy of that also?
You give them a copy? Anything else? If not, motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oh my God! I could have pulled around for another 15 minutes.
Well, who knew?
I knew.